of Saddam Hussein's overthrow in 2003. Thousands of priceless items were stolen. About one-third of them have been retrieved. The museum itself has been renovated and reactivated. Three times over the past 6 years, its reopening has been announced, most recently in February this year. But the security situation has never been stable enough for it to reopen its gates fully to the Iraqi public. Only a limited number of its galleries have fully been restored. Much of the restoration work has been sponsored by the Italian embassy, and the Italian National Research Center is already running a virtual museum of Iraq on the internet, showing many of the artifacts of ancient Mesopotamia. But Google, with its vast resources, is now planning to make a wider range of pieces available to a bigger public. From January, around 14,000 images will be available on Google, charting the course of civilization in Iraq from the Stone Age through Sumerian, Akkadian, Babylonian, Assyrian, and later times up to the arrival of Islam. It won't be quite the same as visiting the museum and seeing it all for yourself. But for the time being, for most people, that's not possible anyway.